It's Tuesday, June 14th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Was popular singer Christina Grimmie, known for her time on The Voice, killed this past Friday night in Orlando for her Christian faith? Police are investigating Grimmie's killing as a hate crime after examining the recent posts and emails produced by her killer, Kevin James Loibel. The Santa Monica Observer broke the story yesterday, reporting that, quote, it is increasingly apparent to police Grimmie was murdered because of her outspoken Christian faith, unquote. 2 Timothy 3 reminds us, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, but evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Police are also investigating the motive behind the Saturday night Orlando murder spree in a homosexual nightclub that took place only 3.8 miles away from the Grimmie murder. It was the worst mass murder in American history, resulting in at least 50 deaths. Both President Obama and presidential Democratic contender Hillary Clinton are blaming guns and calling for more gun control. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump blames President Obama for not opposing radical Islam. Al Sharpton blames it on homophobia. The shooter himself identified with ISIS during the rampage, but the Apostle Paul blames it on a depraved mind. Just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder. Romans 1:28-29. Christian entrepreneurs Jason and David Benham commented on Orlando. They said that Christians believe that homosexuality is wrong, but the right thing for any Christian to do on that night in Orlando would have been to lay down their lives for others.
We as Christians believe that homosexuality is wrong, and there in these two Islamic extremist case, they believe that it's wrong. But you know what? Our response is different. If we were in that nightclub there, maybe they're pulling people out, hopefully, we would have placed our lives in front of
those killers. Christian response here. And so what we're hoping that Americans across this country will do is respond in Christian love.
U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican from Alabama, predicts there will be more terrorist events to come in this country. Sessions says that more than 570 people have either been convicted, charged, or connected to terrorism since the 9/11 attacks on America. Almost all of them, he says, are Islamic.